code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on May the 7th, 2012. For newcomers, I always suggest you make use of the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. When you go in there, you'll see a whole bunch of sites listed. These are the only official sites I have. Anything else isn't mine. And all those sites carry audios of the talks I've given in the past. They all carry transcripts as well. A lot of transcripts in English, the talks. Not them all, but an awful lot of them. And you can also go into alanwattsentinel.eu for transcripts in other languages, so make use of it while you can, because the websites and of course the big system that's coming in is very politically correct, and who knows what's going to happen. When things happen, they'll probably happen fairly quickly, I'd imagine, with all the laws, etc. Number two, you are the audience that bring me to you. I don't bring on advertisers as guests and sell lots of things. I depend upon you to basically support me. So if you want to do that, you can, remember, buy the books and this at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And from the US to Canada, you can use personal checks or international postal money orders from the post office, or you can use PayPal or send cash across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. And I've always stressed, if you don't know the past, you will have no idea at all what's happening today, what's really happening today. Not the media's version of left wing, right wing, and all that stuff, but the real forces that reshaped the last century and this century as well, because big organizations formed a long time ago to basically run the world in what they thought was a more efficient manner. All eugenics, of course, eugenicists were involved, and Darwinists, and also you've got academia on board completely with this, because the big foundations, the religious fronts for NGOs and various organizations, the foundations which are fronts for bankers, basically the international boys, that is, set up these foundations to make sure that armies of people pushing this big socialist communist agenda to run the general public, while of course this two-tier system will have the kind of fascists on top. The three bureaucracies run the public down below, massive bureaucracies and governmental agencies. That's what they think is the perfect system. They really, really admired the Marxist system, the communist system, because after all, the same bankers set it up and funded it in the first place. So that's how they want the world to be run, in this proper fashion, not with personal decisions being made by individuals, but by basically legislation and agencies and you know, commandants will basically tell you in your little community how you must live. And I mean how exactly you must live from morning to night every single day of your life. That's what's coming down. So if you want to understand the past, you've got to understand just how old this system is. Very, very old. And the techniques of governing peoples is incredibly old too. They were perfected sciences thousands of years ago. And now, of course, with the rise of even more advanced sciences, with telecommunications and equipment, they really have an idea, the perfect system of running those minds for them, plus the use of television and media. So remember, if you don't understand the past at all, if you think it's all irrelevant, then you're already in the land of the dead. You belong in the land of the dead, because if you don't know the past, of course, you're doomed to repeat it. And totalitarian-minded people who have redirected their heads in previous generations have caused mayhem and chaos and mass slaughter across this world for those who don't know it. And they're all in place again, do the same thing once more on an even bigger scale. That's one thing about them, they have their sights set on bigger things all the time. When they get over with the Soviet system, they go straight into the world Soviet. And again, two-tiered, with the fascists on top. And I think that's the music coming in. Yeah, so I'll be back after this break.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob Neuve today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob Neuve today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, back cutting through the matrix, talking about this system. And you understand, communism used to be pretty well understood by people from the early 1900s onwards. And of course, lots of people thought it was the same as just the British-type socialism, which was basically for human rights, basic human rights and decent wages and that kind of thing. But they didn't realize that the whole thing was being infiltrated by the communists themselves, who always use other groups to get what they want, and they end up on top, of course. And of course, these people, too, were recruited by the big foundations like the Rockefeller Foundations and trained for how to get in and infiltrate various organizations. At the same time, all these big foundations like Rockefeller were giving huge grants out to all the universities, as they still do, to ensure that the next generation would be brainwashed in a form of communism without even knowing it. As long as you don't use the term, they don't know. They don't know they're being trained to be rude little communists. And this whole one-world agenda, of course, is all part of this, too. Now, believe you me, if the big bankers who funded both, as I've said before, both sides, if they didn't want this to be the way, they would nip it in the bud right away, immediately. So, therefore, the bankers aren't complaining because there's a deal that the big boys won't touch, the big international banksters. As I say, look into your histories, you've got to find out who funded Wall Street, basically, who did it, the Bolshevik Revolution, and the Soviet system from its beginnings right through to its supposed end, which wasn't an end, it was simply blending into the West. Not quite capitalist, not quite communist. And that's what we all are today. And I've mentioned various books before on it that people should get their hands on. Anthony Sutton, excellent books on from the archives of Russia and from other places too, and on who funded the Bolsheviks or communists, as they call them later on. And the Rees Commission too, if you went to the Rees Commission, the good book is The Foundations, Their Power and Influence, to see why the big foundations were funding all these apparently far left organizations in America and Canada and elsewhere. And without knowing this, as I say, everything else will be senseless to you. It's odd too, young people who grew up in the indoctrination of communism without the term being used. They call it greens, a whole bunch of words for it, environmentalism. These are all really cover words for the same system, basically, that's coming in. And they also have different names for every group that's out there. If you have personnel like greening or something, they already have ready-made outfits for you to join. It's like going into a clothing store and there's ready-made clothes there. What color do you want? Whatever you choose, red, blue, green, whatever it is, they've got it ready-made for you. They've got the leaders all picked, and you all follow quite happily along, never realizing you're all being used. That's the system, very simple system, but an all-pervasive system that's used across the whole world these days. And back in the 1800s, in fact, even before that, you'll find Lady Liberty, for instance, in a lot of French Revolution artists' renditions, and she's always the one with the breasts exposed and the red flag, kind red flag. You'll always see that in all these old paintings and so on. But what it also was called was Forward, and Forward was the communist term, and also the name of a lot of its papers in different countries for this creeping socialist, which is really communist agenda. Don't be confused for those old-fashioned people who think socialism is a different thing altogether. Not at all. That's in fact what George Orwell was trying to warn people about. He was a socialist, and he didn't understand that communism was radically different. It was a whole world view on everything. And he tried to expose this after he met lots of them. In fact, the communists were bumping off a lot of his friends that they all fought in Spain at the time, the war in Spain. And the communists were bumping off everybody who was a competitor for the system that was to take over, they hoped. He tried to warn the public, and it was very, very difficult for people to separate the two because they'd already had indoctrinations. They'd all heard of Marx and all that kind of stuff. And as once it's in your head, it's hard to displace it by truth. People will hang on to illusions till their death, in fact, they'll kill you sometimes rather than admit they were wrong. You're bursting their bubble, you're destroying their dream. The power of communism, too, was to train generations. They count social leaders very young at school, and you have organizations in Britain that are already training the future leaders, whether the age of 8 or 12 years old, and same in Australia and other countries. Have been doing this for generations now. So they pick them out, they've got to be radical in their views, they give them a different education, and they open the doors for them into universities, the proper universities, of course, and they also train them to be leaders, to speak in public, not to deviate from the policies of the agenda, and how to handle other people's, etc., politicians. But this article here reminds me of all that because it says new Obama slogan has long ties to Marxism and socialism. The Obama campaign apparently didn't look backwards into history when selecting its new campaign slogan called Forward, a word with a long and rich association with European Marxism. It's also American because I think the main paper in New York was called Forward. Many communist and radical publications and entities throughout the 19th and 20th centuries had the name Forward or its foreign cognates. Wikipedia has an entire section called Forward, the generic name of socialist publications. The name Forward carries a special meaning in socialist political terminology, which is frequently used as a name for socialist, communist, and other left-wing newspapers and publications, the online encyclopedia explains. This is from the Washington Times. It says the slogan Forward reflects the conviction of European Marxists and radicals that their movements reflected the march of history, which would move forward past capitalism and into socialism and communism. And it's quite an interesting theory. They believe it's actually a science, something that must happen by nature itself, you see. And it says that the Biomat campaign released its new campaign slogan Monday in a 7-minute video. The title card has simply the word forward, with the O having the familiar Obama logo from 2008. He played at rallies this weekend that mark the Obama re-election campaign's official beginning. And there have been at least two radical left-wing publications naming four whips the German word for forward. One was the daily newspaper of the Social Democratic Party of Germany, whose writers included Friedrich Engels and Leon Trotsky, or Bronfman as his real name was. It still publishes as the organ of Germany's SDP, though that party has changed considerably since World War II. Another was the 1844 biweekly reader of the Communist League, Karl Marx. Engels and Michael Bakunin are amongst the names associated with the publication. And it gives you the different names of the German ones, the ones in Russia, and so on. Its conservative critics of the Obama administration have noted numerous ties to radicalism and socialists throughout Mr. Obama's history, from his first political campaign being launched from the living room of the two former Weather Underground members to appointing as Green Job Czar Van Jones, a self-described communist. And he, of course, I think, out. The Ayers group was in, of course, and you could understand this was a system. All these communist groups had a system, and they came up with terminology and techniques to put down all opponents, all opposition, smear tactics, etc. And they called it critical theory. Now, you don't bother going out to get that book on critical theory, because it's quite simple. They were trained to simply massively criticize anybody at anywhere, even from a different group, as long as it was left-wing, who went against any of the policies of communism. And just total smear campaigns. Anything would do, even anti-Semitism. In fact, there's a group actually doing that right at the moment, using Judaism, and not all of Judaism, but they're using Judaism basically as a backstop for really a communist-type system in America. So everybody gets used, as I say, and as long as they can smear anybody who's opposing what they're up to, that's good enough for them. That's quite something. But if you don't know the present and the past, you won't know the future either, where it's going to go, and you really must know what the future's got in store for you, because they tell you all about it. They tell you where they're taking you. And, of course, eugenics and science. Science is the big thing in communism. That's why they had to attack all religions and get rid of them until they bring in secular humanism. And humanism basically is the term for their system. Humanism in itself is a religion, if you look it up. But, of course, they'll deny that, and it's based on rationality. That you've got so many loaves of bread, in other words, and so many people, do you share it amongst them all? Do you feed the better types of people and let the rest perish if there's no more need for them, etc., etc.? That's where all your moral relativity, etc., comes from. And it's taught all through every area of university, all different departments cling to this because, as I said a long, long time ago, boys at the top says we must bring academia in on the big agenda because they will basically train the next generations, always get them young, and that's how it goes. Now, as I say, if you don't know the past, and you won't understand the present, and you certainly won't be aware of what's happening in the future. A scientifically planned society is a whole end of this game here, and that means rapid depopulation and much, much more, which, of course, the Rockefellers did come out with at the last big meeting with the Lucky Gene Club that says we must go into rapid depopulation now, as opposed to simply negative eugenics, which was just abortions across the third world countries. Now, this other article too, it's quite something how it's all working together at the proper time. Because, you see, part of the big Marxist agenda is also austerity. And the banks aren't complaining about it, you notice, big bankers. As I say, they've always been in on it. They run both sides, you understand. And that they will be the fascists up above, all the working communistic bureaucratic types that will manage all of us, which is already here, isn't it? The 23 years in Afghanistan, that's the whole plan. Another 12 years is to be tacked on, which will bring it up to eventually 23 years for the U.S. to be involved at $2 billion a day, I think they were per day in Afghanistan. Back with more after this break.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
For the next 12 years, at that rate, the United States will have spent $1.248 trillion protecting a corrupted country that's high in opium. Says that will never have peace, never stop harboring terrorists, and will never be any better than it is today from that investment. And I'm sure they're there for many other geopolitical reasons, and the bases there too, plus of course we've got pipelines going all over the place to various countries. It's all part of the agenda too. The people will never benefit there or back in the US or anywhere else, because we just pay the debt for all these big corporations to get their pipelines and stuff going through and to get the opium out so they can get turned into heroin. Now, I've talked for years about the facts, just the basic detective work when you go through medical history. And I've put up various articles in the past, even videos to do with this big test that's been done across the world on allergies, because you see, it's gone through the roof, and it has done that really since about the 60s, and it's a steady rise year by year, and we've got people who are completely allergic to everything. The only thing that's changed, of course, is your food, which is a sort of chemical soup now that you've got, and GM at that too, never mind all the pesticides, and also your inoculation. So many inoculations that do, of course, affect your immune system. That's how they work, is affecting your immune system, so it's not too hard to figure out what's happening. But I've done another recent study, says Amish children, farm children, remarkably immune to allergies, it says. And it says, Amish children raised on rural farms in northern Indiana suffer from asthma and allergies less often, even the Swiss farm children, a group known to be relatively free from allergies, according to a new study. The rates are very, very low, said Dr. Mark Holbrich, the study's lead author. So there's something that we feel is even more protective in the Amish than in European farming communities. And so they talk about growing up on farms seems to prevent the allergies. Well, of course, it's also the fact that most of them don't get inoculations. Some Mennonite areas, I know from reading, have allowed basic inoculations to get started. But I think the Amish are still keeping all that out too. So it says, they call it the farm effect. They're just totally puzzled as to why people who have never had inoculations and don't eat pesticide-soaked vegetables, they're totally puzzled as to why that they don't have any problems with their immune system. It's astonishing. So Holbrecht, an allergist in Indianapolis, has been treating Amish communities in Indiana for 2 decades, but he noticed that very few Amish actually had any allergies, so I guess he's not making much money. Studies on the farm effect in Europe began to emerge several years ago. Holbrecht wondered if the same phenomena might be found in the U.S. So he teamed up with European colleagues to compare Swiss farming children and Norn farming children to the Amish children in Indiana. So they've got all these different theories, maybe that the whole milk that they don't boil has something to do with it, and things like that. But of course, really, what has changed, as I say, since the 50s? Well, mass inoculations, pesticide salt, foods plus GM as well. It creates its own pesticides, and we don't even know the full effect yet of what the GM food will do to us. We don't even know. They know more at the top than we'll ever be told, including the fact that all the other mammals that they even gave GM potatoes to all developed the peptic ulcers and cancers of the stomach. Well, that's okay for humans, right? So, as I say, we're always conned, and even by exposing the story is generally a cover-up, because this one technically is a cover-up. I can't believe that these guys can't figure it out. You know, a simpleton can figure it out. And with all the hype, too, you see, the world is in terrible, terrible, it's got terrible problems. We're all, the climate, apparently, has been called an enemy of the state, you know. It's one of the top enemies of the state, the climate. Weather itself, weather. We're kidding you. Changeable weather is now a big, big problem. And and of course, we've got to change our whole way of living into austerity to save the world, apparently, to save all this global warming that isn't happening. You think it's crazy? It's going to get a lot crazier. It's already crazy. It's going to go absolutely insane if you don't parrot off this kind of stuff. This is the same kind of stuff you saw in the Soviet Union. He couldn't publish poetry in the Soviet Union without going up and from the Politburo. Make sure you are politically correct. And if you weren't, you're off to the gulag. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. We're back, cutting through the matrix, talking about how crisis is the name of the day, isn't it? Everything happens as a crisis. Didn't used to have all these crises, but now it's everywhere. And of course, what's the idea behind it? The idea is we give up all our rights. Every country must give up all rights. All the nations must sign various United Nations treaties one after another. And before the big international meetings take place, like Agenda 20 plus, or the Rio, I should call it, 20 plus 12 treaty is signed, which will be June, of course. It's already drafted up. The guys just attend there to sign it, that's all. Then, of course, we're all one, really. You see, we're all one. Nobody can go their own way. Nobody can warm themselves with a fire without permission, that kind of stuff. Because, you see, you're all producing carbon. And it came from, as I've mentioned, for years and years and years, the Club of Rome. It's the premier think tank for the United Nations. And they were given the task of finding a way to unite humanity. That means giving up sovereignty, personal and national, and going under the scientific type of system, which they've run at the top, a world-type government. And this is their own words, and this is from their own book. It says, "The common enemy of humanity is man. In searching for a new enemy to unite us," because they already created enemies before, you see, to get that far, as they were then. "So a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill." Right? In searching for a new enemy to unite us, all that kind of stuff would fit the bill. That would do, in other words. "All these dangers are caused by human intervention, and it's only through changed attitudes and behavior," that's behavior modification, folks. that they can be overcome. So the real enemy then is humanity itself. And that's what they came up with at the Club of Rome that immediately went to the United Nations, and then treaty after treaty came out, and that was done in the 1970s. So another article here is from Professor Stephen Schneider, Stanford Professor of Climatology, and he's the lead author of many of the IPCC fake reports. I said fake because they are. He says we need to get some broad-based support to capture the public's imagination. It's a war for the on the mind, and for the minds, right? He says, so we have to offer up scary scenarios, make simplified, because we're all dumb at the bottom, you see, dramatic statements, you're all going to die, you're all going to die, and make little mention of any doubts. Each of us has to decide what the right balance is between being effective and being honest. He's a Professor Stephen Schneider, eh? That's what he says. And Timothy Wirth, who was the president of the United Nations Foundation, says even if the theory of global warming is all wrong, we were doing the right thing in terms of economic and environmental policy. You understand, that was Timothy Wirth. Now, what he's talking about there is the redistribution of your wealth, another plank of the Communist Manifesto. In other words, taking all your tax money off you, your government acts like the banker that throws it across the planet, and you put down as a guarantor to pay it all off for the third world countries. It doesn't get to the third world countries, to people at the bottom. It goes to the communist groups, absolutely. They fund them through universities. But it also goes to the big international corporations that set up in the third world countries. And Christine Stewart, who was a Canadian politician, member of parliament in the federal government, she was minister of the environment. That's where they put her into. She says, no matter if the science of global warming is all phony, climate change provides the greatest opportunity to bring about justice and equality in the world. Yeah. And the data doesn't matter, Professor Chris Follin says. The data doesn't matter. We're not basing our recommendations on the data. We're basing them on the climate models. You know, they're specially built computers that give you scary predictions. The models are convenient fictions that provide something very useful, Dr. David Frame says, climate modeler at Oxford University. Convenient fictions. And then Al Gore, I believe it's appropriate to have an over-representation of the facts, meaning lies, on how dangerous it is as a predicate for opening up the audience, because we're all stupid at the bottom. We need to be shocked, you see. It doesn't matter what is true. It only matters what people believe is true. And that was Paul Watson, who was a co-founder of Greenpeace. There's so many arms, this whole world system, you see, all funded by the same foundation. So. And Daniel Botkin, the only way to get our society to truly change is to frighten people with the possibility of a catastrophe. He's Emeritus Professor Daniel Botkin, it says here. And it goes on with lots of quotes. At the Club of Rome executive member David Rockefeller says, we are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis. And there's so many. I'll put them up tonight again after the last week, and I've put them up for years, actually, the same quotes. And you'll find them all in the archive section at cuttingthroughmatrix.com. And this one here, again, is from the Green Agenda. There's other sites, too, that had them up years ago. And no one listened, of course. No one listened. And it's just all the scary scenarios, one after another. And, of course, Barack Obama says, climate change is real. Not only is it real, it's here, and its effects are giving rise to a frighteningly new global phenomenon, the man-made natural disaster, he says. So everybody's in on it. Prince Charles is in it. Gordon Brown, the ex-British Prime Minister, that's now head of the IMF for the US. He destroyed Britain's caste system, so he's now over to do the same with the US. It's just amazing, this club, this clique. That's, now, all the big so-called right-wingers are in it too, all the big banking boys. They should kind of warn some of the followers of the left, not the leaders, because the leaders are all part of the con. They know they're conning you, you know. But you think it would wake up some of the followers. Why would the big capitalists be all for this deal? Well, who attends all these big international meetings? Look at all the corporations. Have you seen all the different treaties the corporations have signed at the United Nations? They're in bed with the United Nations. And funding in many other ways, too. Remember all the food for oil cons that went on? That's the United Nations. Yeah, we'll give you food. if you give us your oil for free. You know? That's the world you live in, folks. That's the real world. It's very hard. Very, very hard. It's not a nice world at all. Because it's run by very evil, psychopathic people. That's why. And as they're doing all this stuff, too, and telling you that you have to pay and pay and pay through fees and privileges and all the rest of it in this new communist-type system run by the capitalists at the top, another sea ice record in the Bering Sea plus April sea ice summary. And as it's getting warmer and warmer, we're seeing more glaciers getting heavier on the top, etc., and the Bering Sea is building up ice. So this has been an extreme winter for sea ice in the Bering Sea, and now we have broken the records for most number of days with ice at both St. Paul Island and St. George Island. As of today, sea ice has been at St. Paul Island for 103 days this winter, breaking the previous record of 100 days set in 2010. So every year it's getting colder and colder up there. Number of days with sea ice at St. George Island totaled 79 when the ice retreated north on the 25th of April, which it always does. The previous record of 60 days was set in 2010. And it's just the National Weather Service Alaska sea ice program began archiving data in the mid-1980s. Sea ice data prior to this is very limited and inconsistent. So, anyway, it's getting thicker and thicker, and I'll put this link up tonight to do with, as I say, to how the glaciers, even from the satellites, are actually growing taller and taller at the top as ice piles on. And they're all worried when it breaks off at the edges. It has to. Don't you remember the old fridges? I've got one here. When you open the door, sometimes, you know, this ice pushing its way out, you have to cut it all off or defrost it. That's what happens to it, but it goes somewhere. It goes into the sea up in the Arctic. That's where it goes. Every year, it's been that forever. And, as I say, jumping the shark, climate change is now a national security threat. According to Leon Panetta, she says, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta declared global warming a national security threat yesterday during a speech before an environmentalist group in Washington, D.C. The area of climate change has a dramatic impact on national security. As I told the Environmental Defense Fund, these are all communist systems, you understand. They're basically preaching to their own. They go around to their own organizations, all the non-governmental organizations that are funded by the foundations. It's a circle. We don't count at the bottom. You don't belong to these NGOs. You don't get a say. Also, rising sea levels, which are actually the same as ever, severe droughts. Actually, all the companies, I'll put on a link up tonight, to the privatized companies now in Britain that own the water supply, all the international boys, are shouting, drought, drought, drought is coming. And I'll put the link tonight to show you they've had more rain in the last month and a half than for years and years and years. So much so, in fact, that even the wildlife guys are screaming that their wetlands are getting washed out. It's washing all the nests and everything away. It's flooding. Meanwhile, as I say, the guys at the top are saying, oh, it's drought, don't believe your eyes, don't believe your wet feet, it's a drought. It'll be Orwellian, eh? Anyway, this is a defense that you must have missed. Examiner columnist Mona Charon's recent piece on how symbols of global warming are not working out the way environmentalists have predicted. For instance, the United Nations Climate Change Panel admitted that the melting Himalayas prediction was not based on science, but on a 1999 media interview given by one scientist, Charon observed. They said they regretted the error. Now, a study in Nature based on satellite imagery has shown that some melting of the lower altitude glaciers is taking place, but the higher glaciers have been adding ice. Adding ice. Then the old, you know, photograph you see about the apparently marooned polar bear floating on an ice floe, puzzling as polar bears can swim for hundreds of miles. Charon cited a new Canadian study showing that the polar bear population is on the rise. So much so, in fact, that Canada is allowing wealthy Chinese businessmen over to the Inuit territories to shoot them. There's that many of them. So they can get their heads mounted just like the old Raj of India stuff was going on with the British Empire. And they can go back and boast how they shot a static polar bear, you see. That's how many polar bears. This overflowing. So it says, and the scientist with the Department of the Interior, whose 2004 work on drowning polar bears inspired Al Gore and others, have been placed on administrative leave for unspecified wrongdoing, she added. It was all lies. But, you know, lies last a long, long time, especially if they're imprinted with an emotional video for youngsters. And that's where all youngsters are today. They're being brainwashed. It doesn't matter if you show them later how it was done. The emotive imprint is there in their heads. Survey shocks Swedish Defense Research Agency. 70% of Sweden's local politicians don't believe in the science. And it says, Sweden's English language reporter says, Swedish politicians don't buy climate change. They're not falling for it. What on earth happened to politically correct Sweden? Are they getting tired of enduring bitter long winters? And have they given up hope on the warmer times that were once promised? The local starts and tells you 6 out of 10 local politicians in Sweden doubt whether human activity is to blame for global warming, a new study has found. It's amazing how they never want to keep the sun, or bring the sun into anything, and things like that. You know, so that's all I do. We're all here all alone, and there's nothing else out there. There's no sun, there's no moon, there's nothing. It's just us causing it all. A lot of nonsense. A lot of nonsense. But again, back to the Club of Rome. That would fit the bill. That would fit the bill. A common enemy to unite us. That would fit the bill. Now, these same scientists are awfully obsessed about getting you all trained, and to the extent, of course, that even Bertrand Russell and Huxley talked about it too, they would use different techniques which would be irresistible for governments to not to use. The temptation to use this on public would be too much. They could never resist it. Because that's how governments really are. It's nothing about PR shots for the public on Newstime. They talk about you in a frightened tone. They're not too terrified of you. They think we're all stupid, but they want to control you. And that's what everything's about when it comes to power, is control, everything. Scientists switch mouse's genes off and on with radio waves. Think, now, do they want to build a whole population of mice that will kind of work for them or something? Of course not. It's all to do with what they do with, what they're going to do with humans. That's what all laboratory testing is about. Some laboratory mice were given specially engineered insulin-producing genes. These genes were then remotely activated using radio waves. This could mean a whole new field of medical procedures in which we turn genes on and off at will. It's all to help people, of course. Everything's to help people. That's what, you know, DARPA and all these big boys are into, isn't it? To help people, even though they are just part of the military-industrial complex, one of the main parts of it. So this breakthrough is the work of geneticists at New York's Rockefeller University. It's a pretty circuitous path from the initial burst of radio waves to the activation of the gene, but there's still a lot of refinement and improvement that needs to be made before this can be used in medical treatments. But still, we're talking about the ability to modify the behavior of genes without ever going inside a patient's body. That's a potentially colossal advance. They could do it remotely, a good distance from even the towers, I guess, cell towers. Initially, while the treatment itself is totally non-invasive, the researchers did first have to inject some nanoparticles onto the mice's cells in order to affect the genes. Well, you get that in your food now. I'll put the articles in the archive section at cuttingthroughmatrix.com. It's a bit of a complex process, but nature has a good explanation of just what was involved. So I'll put this link up tonight as well. And how these guys get massive grants to see if they can alter the genome makeup and behavior of animals. And mammals, you know, like, well, all kind of mammals, I suppose. And society is going down the tubes through the fact that we've been, our cultures have been destroyed over years. That was part of the big global agenda. You can't have individual cultures for a new society, a world society, so you have to go for everything that gave you your identity and your culture, things that kept you strong, things that even made you weary of other things as well. So have to be destroyed. And that goes for the way you treat each other, the old customs that really were involved even with basic religions. Doesn't matter what country you come from. And or religion either. Religions were developed really to make sure you didn't strangle and kill each other, all your neighbors and stuff, and plunder them like they're doing today at the top. The South Korea sees thousands of smuggled drug capsules filled with powdered flesh from dead babies, which some people believe can cure disease, officials said on Monday. Capsules were made in northeastern China from babies whose bodies were chopped into small pieces and dried on stoves before being turned into powder, the Korea Customs Service said. They're always catching this stuff coming out of China. Of course, when Obama's over there and the rest of them, and Hillary too, they won't be mentioning this kind of stuff. The Customs Office has discovered 35 smuggling attempts disguised as stamina boosters, and some people believe them to be a panacea for disease, the Customs Service said in a statement. They actually believe it actually keeps you young and stuff, because you get all this young stuff coming into your body. It's very magical thinking. So you get babies, basically. The capsules of human flesh have contained bacteria and other harmful ingredients. So I guess it's because of the bacteria they're complaining and the other harmful ingredients. But you can't stop people too. And you understand, a society and a global society, that said before, you can't condemn anybody else because of the way that they are or behave or anything else. You have to accept it all. Back with more after this.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. So I'm back, cutting through the matrix. Talking about being offended, in other words. You're not allowed to be offended when special groups, you see. So we have special people in this equality system that they're pushing today. We're all equal, apparently, but there are special ones who are more equal than others, as Orwell said. And you can't be offended by them, if they're, even when they're in your face or in anywhere else, for that matter. And same with other cultures, too, that might offend you in certain things that they do. You're not allowed to be offended. You're all-encompassing, you see. It's only them, the ones who are special, that can be offended at you or anything you say, which creates a lot of frustration for most people, of course. But most of you will go along with it. You know, anything goes, you see. Anything goes. Okay, sirrah, sirrah. Anyway, you can remember when, I think, Bollywood and India came up with a joint partnership, really, spun off from Hollywood. And now China's in bed with Hollywood to brainwash their own public into more degeneracy, just like we are. China to build $1.27 billion Hollywood Corporation production film studio, it says. And so the Chinese film industry are significant step towards each other with the announcement of the China Wood Global Services base, a multi-million dollar movie-making center to be constructed in partnership with the Chinese authorities. So that's going up there too. And of course, better get the experts in from Hollywood. Remember that article I read, two perpetual wars was one of them. Another one was also to do with the U.S. with Bush's culture. I was in the War Army College magazine, the War College magazine in the U.S., that would use all the degeneracy that's now destroyed America, they'd use that across the world. Yeah. So the Chinese, too, who still have some morals, but believe you, they have a lot of morals. You can walk the streets there safely in China, as opposed to some parts of the U.S., Canada, London, and various other European cities. But anyway, A Constant Conflict was the one. If you want to look it up yourself in the archive section at cuttingthroughthematrix.com and read that all for yourself, how to make everyone degenerate across the planet, then you manage them all by experts. You see how much I've done it. So that's what they're doing there. And another way to control people in the future, you've probably seen all their sci-fis, but it says forget smartphones or tablets. The future of touch control could be doorknobs, furniture, or even your own body. Researchers at Disney Research in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, have created Touche, a system that can detect a variety of touch gestures on everyday objects. So basically, this is the interaction of and the web of all things, basically. Everything is interactive. It also means, too, the authorities can close you in your own house, for instance, and you can't get out because when you touch the doorknob, it ain't going to work for you anymore, things like that. So you can see where it's all going. I mean, you've got muscles. Imagine if you don't use your muscles, you can turn a doorknob. You just want to touch the thing. This is using multiple frequencies allows the system to distinguish between a single finger, multiple fingers, a full hand grasp, and many other touch gestures. It'll also have your fingerprints and palm prints and all that stuff, too. All you need is a single sensing electrode attached to the object at one end and a computer at the other, which analyzes the changing signals to identify the particular gesture in use. So they may put the doorknobs that unlock when you grasp it in a certain way, or allow tables and chairs to sense the position of people using them. Also lets you control your phone by touching your fingers together or tapping your palm. Oh, you could train chimps to do that, couldn't you? Why would you want to? But then, you see, it's for control purposes. Because it's just like the system they've got in some cars. You can lock you in the darn car if they want until the cops come. From Hamish, myself from Ontario, Canada, it's good night. I mean, your God or your gods go with you.